You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Wednesday, October 28, 2020. Better late than never. Canada finally approves 2021 expansion of NGTL's gas pipeline network. Published by Martin King. Natural gas production has been growing in Western Canada in recent years, with an increasing share of that supply coming from core areas of activity within the Montney and Duvernay plays. This tighter focus has forced TC Energy to rework and expand its giant Nova Gas Transmission Limited pipeline system, a network that originally gathered gas supplies across a much larger geographic footprint. The problem is, it took far longer than expected for the latest round of NGTL expansions to win final approval from Canadian regulators. Today, we review the next phase of the pipeline system development, and what the regulatory delay might mean for Western Canada's gas market. The natural gas pipeline network in Western Canada has been evolving for more than a century. From very modest beginnings in southern Alberta and a smattering of other locations, the regional pipeline grid expanded as new gas reserves were developed, eventually evolving into a vast interconnected system that currently transports about 15 BCF per day of gas supplies to other parts of Canada and to the Canada-US border for export. To a significant degree, the network is separated by provincial boundaries, but is still interconnected at key points along the supply chain. Our seven-part Get Me Out of Here series discuss these pipeline systems in great detail. Nova Gas Transmission Limited, or NGTL, owned by Calgary, ad-based TC Energy, is by far the largest of these systems. It transports about 80% of all the gas supplies in Western Canada, and in recent years, has been growing its pipeline footprint across the provincial boundary into northeastern British Columbia. Earlier this year, in Don't Stop and Fixing a Hole, we blogged about some of this work on NGTL and how it was intended to provide a larger pipeline egress option for the growing supplies of gas from parts of the Montney and Duvernay plays with the best rock and most attractive producing economics. For NGTL, this concentration of development in the Montney and Duvernay has significantly increased the amount of gas that needs to be transported from this focus area to downstream markets along a primary pipeline corridor referred to as Upstream of James River, or USJR. Consider the share of USJR gas flows versus overall NGTL system supplies. In just 10 years, USJR's piece of NGTL flows has risen from around 50% in 2010 to more than 80% in recent months, and was higher than 90% in late 2019. Therein lies the challenge and opportunity for NGTL. With so much gas supply being concentrated along one portion of its far-flung pipeline system, many other parts of the NGTL grid need to be reworked to accommodate changes in pressure and, in some cases, the direction of gas flows. This has led to a multi-year strategy of pipeline expansions along critical parts of the system and new compression to help the gas to flow to where it is needed. A number of expansions have already entered service and several more are in the works. With that brief history lesson behind us, we arrive at the focus of today's blog, NGTL's 2021 expansion plans. In June 2018, NGTL submitted a proposal to the Canada Energy Regulator, or CER, which was then called the National Energy Board, to add pipeline looping, or parallel pipe, along the USJR corridor and compressor station expansions along and downstream of USJR, targeting an in-service date, or ISD, April 2021. The stated goal of the 1.45 BCF per day expansion program was to increase pipeline takeaway capacity from the Montney and Duvernay and deliverability of the gas further downstream in Alberta and for export to the U.S. It would be fair to say that the regulatory process in Canada has resembled a slow-moving tortoise in recent years, but it does move. The CER approved TC Energy's 2021 expansion plan for NGTL in February of this year. At that point, only one more approval was required from Canada's federal government, the granting of a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, or CPCN, by the Cabinet of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, before NGTL could get its expansion work underway. Under normal circumstances, such an approval would occur within 90 days after sign-off from the CER, which would have meant that the federal government would have rendered its decision by May. Of course, and since March 2020, almost nothing has been normal thanks to COVID-19. The pandemic's spread further slowed the pace of government approvals, resulting in an additional 150-day delay to no later than October 19. With only hours to spare before that deadline, the cabinet came through with a CPCN that included modifications to some of CER's environmental conditions. For NGTL, the additional 5-month delay was costly. TC Energy originally intended to start work on the project in June, so the delay resulted in the loss of the critical summer construction window. The day after the feds issued their October 19 approval, the midstream company stated that, given the time needed to review some of the modified environmental conditions put forward by the cabinet over and above those stipulated by the CER, TC Energy now plans to begin some compressor station work in December, with other pipeline work getting underway in January, and more heavy-duty pipeline work to be done in the summer of 2021. Therefore, instead of being fully completed by April 2021, just 6% of the expansion project is now expected to be completed by then, with the project reaching the 12% complete mark by September-October 2021 and the 37% mark by December 2021. The remaining 63% of the planned work is now expected to be in service by March or April 2022, translating to a 1-year delay versus the original ISD. What does the delay mean for gas producers in Western Canada? The good news, if you can call it that, is gas flows along the USJR corridor have been running below currently available design capacity by a wide margin since 2019, so the delay in pipeline expansion work may not prove to be all that critical in accommodating additional supply growth. What could be of greater concern is how the upcoming expansion work might affect the availability of portions of NGTL system, which could affect flows to gas storage sites inside Alberta. Various issues with the availability of pipeline capacity and pipeline bottlenecks in 2018 and 2019 contributed to incredibly weak AECO gas prices in the summers of those 2 years, see Don't Do Me Like That for more. Pipeline availability issues during system expansion work and routine maintenance during the 2020 storage injection season, which is April to October, was successfully addressed through an agreement known as the Temporary Service Protocol, or TSP. The implementation of the TSP, which allows for more pipeline capacity to be made available for interruptible gas flows, and restricts the capacity available for firm service flows as needed, helped to ensure a huge recovery in AECO gas prices this year. With the TSP set to expire at the end of this month and no current plans by NGTL for it to be renewed for the 2021 injection season, the concern is that delays in the expansion work that was to be completed this year and now pushed back into 2021 might lead to additional pipeline system bottlenecks that could restrict gas flows on portions of the NGTL system and reduce the ability of gas to access storage sites in Alberta. The end result might be expanded gas supplies running into too few buyers for export or storage injection and another summer of crushing AECO gas prices. Though it is too soon to contemplate such an unpleasant outcome, how NGTL's latest approved expansion plans proceed and the impacts, if any, of the project's delay will be critical to watch in 2021. RBN tracks developments in the Canadian gas markets every week in our Canadian Nat Gas Billboard, which includes data and charts on gas flows and pipeline capacity availability on the NGTL system. Better Late Than Never was written by Thomas Calloway, or CeeLo Green, and Jack Splash. The tune appears as the 11th song on CeeLo Green's 5th studio album, Carte Blanche. Better Late Than Never was produced by Jack Splash. Personnel on the record were CeeLo Green on lead vocals, Egg White on bass, drums, guitar, synthesizer, and programming, Sean Fallon on programming, and Thomas Carrillo on guitar and programming. Carte Blanche was Green's first studio album in 5 years when it was released in November 2015. It went to number 26 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Producers on the LP were CeeLo Green, Alex Krasovich, Brian Kennedy, Charlie Puth, Cook Classics, Daniel Ladinsky, Egg White, The Futuristics, Jack Splash, Jamil Chamas, John Hill, John Bellion, Mark Ronson, Sean Fallon, Sonny J. Mason, and Tommy Hits. CeeLo Green, or Thomas Calloway, is an American singer-songwriter, rapper, record producer, actor, and businessman. Born in Atlanta, Green first came to prominence as a member of the hip-hop group Goody Mob. His next project was Gnarls Barkley, a collaboration with DJ Danger Mouse. Gnarls Barkley released 2 studio albums, including the multi-platinum Saint Elsewhere, which featured the worldwide hit single, Crazy. Green has released 4 studio albums, and 9 singles with Goody Mob, 2 studio albums, 2 EPs and 7 singles with Gnarls Barkley, and 6 studio albums, 1 compilation album, and 39 singles as a solo artist. He has won 1 Billboard Award, 1 Brit Award, 5 Grammy Awards, and 5 MTV Video Music Awards. Green continues to record and tour.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.